This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey. We are learning all about cannabis on this program every single week. We talk to thought leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs. We are trying to become educated so that we will understand how powerful this plant can really be and what the truth is. There's so much hype out there. So we hope you listen every week to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And joining me is one of my regulars, and we do this regular feature because Mark Goldman is the partner at Hemp Public Relations, hemppublicrelations.com, and it's a firm that helps individuals, and Mark is always on top of the hottest, latest stories when it comes to CBD, cannabis, and this new world that we are all embarking on. And so we always love to get some business stories from Mark. And it is time for our segment. And so, Mark, welcome back as always. So what's the first story you have for us? This one is puzzling to me.
One more time?
I say, what is the first story? It's a little puzzling to me.
Well, the first story on our story list today would be the CBD warnings from the FDA are spooking major consumer brands. This is obviously a huge story for CBD and a huge story for the business community, Frankie. The United States Food and Drug Administration, also known as the FDA, has started in 2020 with a shot of bows of booming CBD industry. They're really giving them a big problem. And a lot of FDA new regulation is really happening. Some of it with the THC cannabis brands. It's spooking the blue chip brands. One's poised to really do really, really well in business. Reports have surfaced since the turn of the turn of the year. A lot of these brands are just really pulling back. For example, the Wall Street Journal says Kellogg's not going to have anything with CBD at all in it anymore because the FDA doesn't recognize it as to be safe. Also, Ben & Jerry's, they're really sticking to their company, and they're going to want to try out some CBD ice cream. So a lot of these different companies, some of them are hesitant to try anything new until the FDA really gets their stuff together when it comes to, the CBA stuff.
So what's happened... What's happened in the industry from what I've gathered and from all those and the different things that I've gone to, when the FDA last summer opened up the conversation,
right,
and hundreds of people went to the FDA and did their reporting, they got all this information, and they were not able to make their decisions, and people were perplexed because they gave them so much material and so much information. It's a bit overwhelming. The problem right now is that they've gone after some pet companies and that are making claims, and people that are not familiar with DSHEA, the Dietary Supplement Act that was passed 20-something years ago, they're not familiar with how the wording on labels have to be. And so a lot of these new companies...
I agree with you, Frankie, very much. And America really just needs to wake up. The FDA, if you're listening, you need to wake up. There's nothing wrong with CBD. There will be nothing ever wrong with CBD. It's helping millions and millions and millions of people. Leave it alone.
Well, and that's exactly what the Hemp Roundtable is trying to do. It's a few groups, advocacy groups for the public, are trying to convey to the FDA that we want your guidelines, we welcome them, but make them be sound, have them have reason behind them and evidence. And so that's where we are right now. And the FDA has not really figured out what to do and where to go, and that they say that it should be happening very soon.
Let's
the labeling
know,
is going to the labeling is definitely going to
absolutely.
It's about the labeling. Yeah.
Right.
The
but
labeling.
You know, let's not ruin another industry like they did with the vaping industry. So let's not ruin another one and ruin the CBD and have people lose income and their lives and their health. Really, this is super important that the FDA really gets it together and lets CBD in all of our lives forever.
Well, and the other big piece of the story, Mark, and this is a very important part of the story, is that, and you are actually going to cover it in your next story that you bring to us, is that CBD is now taking a big chunk out of a lot of companies, including
well, actually,
alcohol.
You're right. Cannabis is taking a large
yeah.
share of alcohol industry. I mean, concern over
yes.
calories and hangover. The growing concern over calories, hangovers, is driving more millennials to replace alcohol with cannabis for the, really in their social lives. A recent monitoring, the future research found by U.S. millennials drink far less alcohol than previous generations. I'm not sure if you're going to believe these percentages, but the percentage of college students that drink daily declined from 6.5% in 1980 to 2.2% in 2017 to even less right now, which it just seems kind of crazy, you know?
No, it's true. It's true. And what's happening, Mark, is that we just opened a brand new casino in Boston. Brand new.
Road trip.
Took years and years. Encore Boston has opened. It's one of the Wynn property from Vegas. It's exquisite, absolutely gorgeous. They did it magnificently. They cleaned up the river. They did a tremendous amount of back work to get this thing going. And now what they're finding is they have to do deals because the young people are not coming into the casinos. They're not coming in for drinking. They're coming in for entertainment, but they're not coming in to use the slot machines. They're not gamblers, and they're not drinkers.
Right. Seems crazy. You know what?
It is
crazy.
Experience?
When I was in Amsterdam, where marijuana and everything else is legal, there were so few people drinking over there, and so little problems with driving while intoxicated.
Yeah, I think we're going to see more of it. But there's also some individuals that want to put the CBD in beer. And that's so interesting as well.
I cannot wait to try that. I will be your guinea pig, Budweiser, Molson, whomever you like. I will be your guinea pig. I'm saying it on the record as we speak.
No. But there's a company called Blue Moon Brewing Company. And they are producing a cannabis-infused and non-alcoholic craft beer, Grain Wave, and that's what's happening. And then there's the Colorado-based New Belgium Brewing and Dad and Dudes Brewery, as well as Sweetwater Brewing Company of Georgia. And so they're getting into it as well. And I do you think these are going to be successful?
I absolutely think they'll be successful, and if not in the long term, for a short term. People like to try out new products. You know, I love beer. I love CBD. And what could go wrong here, really?
Like absolutely.
Fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Along with all of our conversations about business, there's also some issues about passengers. Tell us about the cannabis amnesty box. This is a fascinating story.
Right, so this is kind of interesting, and we've spoke about this in the past. This is what you do, I guess, since marijuana is illegal in Colorado, but however, you can't really take it back with you to other states, and other states might not be legal, whatever else, so it's kind of like a box or a garbage bag. Right before you enter the airport and you throw all your marijuana in there and your devices and whatever else, and it's safe and nobody's supposed to go in there, right? And besides the police, you get rid of it. So they were installed only a week ago to coincide with the legalization of recreational marijuana in Illinois. And again, they're intended for departing passengers to put all their stuff in there, whatever else. Apparently, police reported they noticed that marijuana was missing from the box during a check on Wednesday, And according to the local sources, upon review, somebody took it all. Some guy just took it all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, crazy. Yeah. That's so funny. It's kind of funny, though. Absolutely funny. And there's another story that you're bringing to us from Austin. Tell us about this story.
Beautiful Austin, Texas. Well, police finally are going to stop making arrests. Tickets in most low-level marijuana cases that are, you know, that the city council really vote on. Now, marijuana has been very, I'm not sure if it's legal there, but it's very kind of decriminalized, and it's a very big thing in Austin, Texas. They're a super liberal town.
I was just going to say Willie is there too, and when we come back, we'll talk more about that, and we have more news stories right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer. He's Mark Goldman. And we will be back in just a moment. HempPublicRelations.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-791-4478. 800-791-4478. 800-791-4478. That's 800-791-4478.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Mark Goldman, partner at Hemp Public Relations, hemppublicrelations.com. And we always love having Mark on, bringing us all of the interesting and fascinating stories. And you were just telling us about Austin. And so they finally decided to let it go, and now they're just going to ticket people. Is that it, Mark?
You have just a few days, which will largely end arrests and fines for a low-level marijuana possession. This comes after the Texas legislation of hemp last June threw marijuana prosecution into chaos. Its plans look and smell identical. So there's a lot going on over there, but finally they're doing the right thing for the people of Austin, Texas, and all the tourists that are there.
Yes, yes. And I've never been to Austin, but I've heard wonderful things about it.
I've been there about five times. We do a show there every year called Texas Funniest Reporter, and it's a great place. The people are so nice and liberal and very pro-marijuana and hemp and cannabis and CBD.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is, you know, no one, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out the next story. You have to share with everybody what's going on. And do you think they knew something way before most of us did? Mark Goldman.
Would that be the Cherokee Nation?
No, it would be the edible arrangements.
Oh, the edible arrangements, absolutely. So, what do you call it? Edible arrangements, obviously, you know what they do. They deliver, fruit trays, chocolate-covered fruit trays, and they're a great business to be in. They're a lot of fun, those trays. Anyway, edible arrangements, the delightful floral-cut fruit maker, like I was saying, great for Mother's Day and all these great holidays, is really getting into the cannabis industry. That's right, Frankie, you heard that correctly. Edible Arrangements is ready to grow beyond its traditional gifting model through a surprising recent pivot into the trending cannabis space. And the really cool thing is they own the word edible, and that's on all of their stores. And when you say edible, what does everybody think? They don't think of edible arrangements.
Well,
they think of edibles, which are THC infused.
Yeah. When did edible arrangements first come to be? It's been about, 20 years now?
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you think they knew something?
20 years and a wonderful company.
Do you think they knew something back then when they named it edible arrangements, or just do you think it's a fluke? It was a fluke.
I think it's a fluke. I think, 20 years ago we weren't really thinking about edibles as much. But now, it's a daily conversation for a lot of people.
So now they're going to get into the edible business. How fun
Absolutely.
Is that?
Very, very interesting.
And it's going to be...
If they need a guinea pig, I'm here.
It's called Incredible Edibles.
I love it.
And they're opening up... Yeah, they're opening up their first Incredible Edibles storefronts this year. And the first store is opening right in New Haven. And then Atlanta.
Wow. Very
yeah.
cool. Not far away.
Yeah.
Definitely taking a road trip.
Yeah, definitely. You have to take a road trip. Yeah, you have to take a road trip. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Now, you've got another story, and this is the one. Go ahead and tell us about Missouri.
All right. Well, the Missouri awards a 192 dispensary licenses for medical marijuana program. This is very, very super important and interesting. This all happened this week. According to the constitutional amendment that voters approved in 2018, the department was required to license at least 119 dispensaries, 24 of each in Missouri's 8 congressional districts. So this is really, really great. We're super excited by this. And, it just means more medical marijuana for the country, and especially for Missouri.
And especially for Missouri. And what's going on with the Cherokees? This is an interesting story out of Oklahoma.
The Cherokee Nation is creating a work group to study the hemp and cannabis industries in Oklahoma. This Native American tribe that's very popular there, it's the nation's largest, announced a 7-member working group this week. It hopes to have a report by the end of May. Among the issues the group is going to be studying, Frankie, is whether there's opportunities for the tribe and citizens to engage in growing, processing, and selling hemp and cannabis. Right now, under Cherokee law, it remains illegal to use or possess marijuana on tribal-owned property. But you know what? They sell all the cheap cigarettes. I'm sure they're going to get into this real quick.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because, Mark, Dr. Cass comes on this show and says that the resin from the plant has been used with the Indians and with many cultures for thousands of years. And so they have used the plant in their religious ceremonies through the decades,
right,
and through time. So I'm sure that it will morph into a thriving business for them. I'm sure
they're going to say by the end of May. I think they're going to start process by the end of May. They're going to say there's way too much money in here. They got the casinos. They got the cigarettes. Let's go for this industry as well, you know?
Right, right.
If they can pull it off, I give them credit.
I agree. I think it's I think it's fascinating. I know that, you know, there's some exciting things, by the way, that are continuing to go on, and interesting things for medical research, which was breaking this week, and that there are now some new studies that have reviewed how cannabis can interact badly with some common heart medications, including statin and blood thinners. Fascinating. I mean,
absolutely.
That's
a review this week papers and studies under the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, opposing that marijuana use leads to heart attacks, which I'm having a very hard time believing.
Yeah, me too. Well, you know, those drugs are not good for anybody unless they are needed, in my opinion, and don't get me started because it's a double-edged sword, but with the pharmaceutical industry, and I'm not surprised that this is coming out because that's another industry that really doesn't want cannabis to flourish.
No, absolutely.
It really doesn't.
You know what? There was a national survey this week that says 2 million Americans are estimated with cardiovascular diseases, and they're currently use or have used marijuana for a variety, you know, of these forms. So I agree with you. I think the pharmaceutical industry is scared of the marijuana, hemp, cannabis, CBD industry.
Yeah, I think so, too. And marijuana legalization may hit 40 states. 40 states right now. So given the amount of states that are pondering cannabis reform, I think this is going to add tremendous pressure on Congress to adjust the federal prohibition, which has been going on. I think it's going to be a very interesting time in the next...
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, America needs to make marijuana all over legal again.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much. It's always fun and fast and furious, Mark Goldman.
Always. Thank you.
For being on with us. And give us the website again.
HempPublicRelations.com. Everybody have a high, happy day.
Oh, goodbye. We'll see you next time. We'll be right back. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back. Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And joining me now, you know, one of the things that I love about doing this show is talking about entrepreneurs that are creating and supplying services, and that's exactly what our next guest is doing. He is a young entrepreneur. He is the CEO of Stock and Beans, Victor Jury, and he is with us today. They were just at the MJ Biz conference in Vegas. They are really and truly cutting edge. And Victor, you have some great things going on with Stock and Beans, and welcome. It's so nice to have you with us.
Absolutely, Frankie. Thank you very much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
So you tell everybody what Stock and Beans, what you guys do.
Sure. So we really have two sides to the business. On one side, we have a technology platform that helps dispensaries be compliant with their online presence. That is a cannabis compliant website and website hosting, age verification. We also have the ability to display inventory in real time, sort of like an e-commerce type system that allows customers to come in and place orders for either pickup at a dispensary or for delivery. And then we also have a mobile app that helps the drivers and optimizes the routes, as well as a bunch of other, kind of marketing features and modules and all that sort of stuff to really optimize the workflow of the dispensaries to make sure that they can sell more. On the other side, we have transportation. We've applied here for a license in Massachusetts to do transportation, and we're currently transporting from grow operations and production operations to dispensaries and also doing wholesale runs. We've done a little bit of medical home delivery, and we're going to start working on rec home delivery once those licenses get approved here. So the regulations are out, but it hasn't fully been approved by the state. So we're waiting for that to happen to start jumping into that, too.
And I have to tell you, I'm a fan of this, and I'll tell you, give you a perfect example. I have a very dear friend in California who has been winning the battle with pancreatic cancer, which is a very tough disease. And she needs certain kinds of cannabis to help with her appetite. She just had some radiation treatments, that the same radiation protocol that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had, and it has tremendous success with pancreatic cancer, but left her flat on her back, and she needed a delivery service because she couldn't even get herself out of bed to go to her mailbox, let alone get in the car and go somewhere. And so, there are people out there that are suffering, and this is a great opportunity to get something. It's a world today which we can order something online and have it delivered to us. Amazon is doing same-day delivery, and isn't it great that you're taking full advantage of that opportunity with Stock and Beans?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're really excited about some of the stuff that we're doing. Sort of talking a little and expanding on what you're talking about in the capability of cannabis and the different cannabis profiles to help people that have different ailments. We've actually been working with a data scientist to be able to identify certain cannabinoid and terpene profiles that present themselves as providing a better experience and better relief for certain ailments. So, we can identify a particular ailment, like let's say arthritis, and we go and we look at all of the cannabinoid and terpene profiles that are alleviating, the arthritis. And then that way we can go to the dispensaries and they are putting up their testing profiles on our platform. and we can then display to the customer and say, this particular product is good for these ailments. And then how, you know, how good it is for each of those ailments, you know, in addition to being able to do, you know, the delivery. And yeah, I mean, in our experience with the delivery, we see that the demographic, it was a little surprising. I mean, I'm kind of a young guy, and, you know, from my college experience, I was expecting that most of the people that we were going to be delivering were going to be kind of young college-aged people. You know, we're here in Boston where there's a lot you know, kind of younger people. But it turns out that actually the majority of the deliveries were for a demographic that was a little older. You know, we would go to a lot of retirement homes, you know, people or ordering kind of bath bombs and creams and things like that. Which really, for me as a young guy, was a little surprising. I was expecting more of the, oh, I, you know, want to smoke and, you know, and kind of party with it and that sort of stuff. But no, it actually, the ailment is more of a market. So, absolutely.
So, Victor, you're the brains behind this delivery system. I mean, you started helping a client years ago and...
Yep.
I mean, this is so fascinating that you've been able to do this. Share with a little bit about your how you discovered this technology.
Yeah, so you know, I come from the enterprise architecture and marketing world. I had a marketing agency in Boston for many years. Kind of that's what I did before cannabis, if you will. We had a competitor to Grubhub come and asked us to help them with their technology and their platform. Grubhub was killing them, and they just were held back by the technology. So we went and we built a delivery platform, you know, with all of these features. And I just said, oh my God, this is the future of cannabis. Everybody's going to want it delivered. And then so I took that team, and then we started a whole new project to, you know, start doing this for dispensaries. We got an alpha prototype in about a year and a half. We got out to dispensaries and started asking for feedback. You know, we got a couple of dispensaries on for free at the beginning, and then, you know, as they really started liking the service, you know, they kind of became paying customers. And through really working with the dispensaries is how we've come up with all these features. So, you know, typically sometimes you go ahead and you start a project and you say, oh, wow, wouldn't it be cool to do this? Wouldn't it be cool to do that? But at the end of the day, our mission is to help the dispensaries sell more. So I want to be able to say, hey, a dispensary jumps on our platform and instantly they're selling 20 to 30% more, you know, within a couple of weeks of starting to use our platform. And so we've been able to achieve that by really working with the dispensaries and asking them what their problems are, and working with their internal teams, the dispensary managers, and so on. And really the people that are making contact with the customers are the people that know, you know, what their customers need. And so that's the kind of information that we use to really build the features, you know, for the platform. So, yeah.
How did the name come about? Tell us about the name of the company. How did you come about picking this name?
So we, in the marketing world, we have a particular process for a naming exercise. So essentially what we do is we gather all of the stakeholders together and we make a list. Typically, I like to shoot for somewhere close to 100 names. So that's where we started. We actually started with about 110 names. And then we go through voting exercises that then narrows it down to 50, and then narrows it down to 20, and then narrows it down to 10. And then we get out to the market and we do, you know, kind of surveys asking people, you know, what do they like about this name? And, you know, once you get it down to 10, then you can actually go out and just ask the general public. And so we were out in the streets of Boston with a clipboard asking random people in the street, hey, what do you think about these names? And, you know, and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, so that's how the name came about. So it's, you know, one of these kind of structured marketing exercises that allows us to have a well-structured brand. So yeah.
Give out the information and congrats. I'm so impressed with you, Victor, as a young entrepreneur, what you're doing and the services that you're creating, and you really are an inspiration for anyone out there trying to figure out, how do I make it in this industry? Well, you just did it. You just got up and you did it, and congratulations. What's the best website?
So our website is Stock and Bean, so like a bean stock, so stockandbean.com. Check us out. We have our phone number and our email there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Victor. We'll be back in a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-791-4478. 800-791-4478. 800-791-4478. That's 800-791-4478.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us now is Joyce Smithy, and she's a highly respected employment and labor law attorney who represents employers and employees throughout Maryland and the District of Columbia in a diverse range of legal matters. And you're saying that the new CBD laws are causing confusion in the workplace. So interesting, and welcome to the program, Joyce. It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us what's going on with the new CBD laws, and why are they causing such confusion? Give us some examples of what's going on.
Sure. So we've seen in many states, we've seen decriminalization statutes, legalization statutes that are allowing people to get medical marijuana cards, for example, and use CBD in treatment of various ailments. And that's posed a lot of questions in the workplace, including whether or not using medical marijuana, for example, should be covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act. And, of course, we still have marijuana as a controlled substance on the federal level, so it's still illegal federally. And so states have really been coming to different conclusions as to whether there's any protection if you are using medical marijuana and test positive in a drug test.
I know that many of the sports teams are looking at CBD and the creams and the lotions and some of the tinctures and products available and are going to lessen the restrictions that they once placed on them. I know that we were just discussing almost 40 states now have legalized cannabis in some form. It's also confusing, and yet you can buy CBD in every state right now. Legally, you can still buy CBD in stores.
Sure, that's correct. And it is confusing because, for example, the sports example is a good one of how a private industry can decide that they're going to, allow the use of CBD products and decide that they're going to, accept it on whatever levels they want to. But, for example, if you get a job with the federal government, you cannot use it. And if you test positive in a drug test, many, many employees are losing their jobs on the federal level. And certainly some of the states where people have tested positive for the presence of cannabis in a drug test, they're getting fired. And, some of the states are saying, wait a minute, that's going to be protected. You can't do it. But other states are saying, nope, there's no protection here, and it's okay to be fired for using it.
That little bit of THC in some of the CBD products is setting off, or is it just that there's something in the CBD itself that's setting off the testing to be positive?
Certainly, you know, certainly the use of CBD products have shown that you could test positive in a drug test depending on what you're using. Certainly I've had some clients who were using CBD oils and tested positive on a drug test and came to me for representation. So it is something you should be aware of if you are using those products, especially if you work for the government or a contractor with the government. You need to be very careful.
This is so fascinating. Do you see any change, Joyce, that this is going to show up soon in our 2020, the year of 2020? Do you think it's going to change?
That's a great question, and I think it's a different answer on the federal level as opposed to the state level. Back during the Obama administration, the DOJ had made a decision and issued a regulation that they were not going to enforce marijuana laws where states were legalizing it. There's been some effort to rescind that by the Trump administration, although there hasn't been much done in response to that effort. I think you know what happens in the next election is going to have a major effect on what we see federally. On the state level, the states where they are finding protection for users depend heavily on the type of statute. And so some of the statutes expressly say you cannot be retaliated against for using cannabis products. And when the statutes in the states have said that, the case law has generally been favorable to the employees. If there's no such protection written into the statute, those cases have been coming out for employers. So what I suspect is going to happen is a lot of state legislation to correct the disparity and make it more clear as to what the protections are. So I think you'll see a lot of legislative activity on the state level making sure to give those protections in the statutes. And then what the federal government does, I think, will depend a lot on the next administration.
So what you're saying is that even if you have a doctor that gives you a script or says you should use CBD, I'm not talking about the psychoactive full cannabis plant. I'm just talking about CBD. You still can get into trouble if they do a drug test in that company.
It depends on the state you're in. If you're using it
okay.
to treat any kind of illness that might be covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act, some states are saying that those are protected. But in other states, even if you're not impaired at work using cannabis in a way that might impair you, even if you're not and you flunk a drug test, in some states, that's enough.
Wow. And this is obviously something that you're on top of, Joyce, as someone who's been involved in employment and labor law for so long, and you do this work. You've been helping with the Women's Law Center and the Workplace Street Law Program, and so thank you for all the work that you're doing, your advocacy work. This is fascinating. Come back again and give us updates periodically. We'd love to have you back. And what's the best website for the firm?
Sure, it's smitheylaw.com, smitheylaw.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And
thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We will be back next time. Thanks so much for listening. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And as always, smile.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.